If we can't get to nature, sometimes nature comes to us. Today, Jane Andrews observes that nature can need a little attention just when we need it the most. This is A Walk in the Park.
A few weeks ago, my daughter texted me that a robin had built a nest under the eave of her porch and was sitting patiently on 3 blue eggs. Both of my daughters grew up with a mother who tended to the needs of birds. Trained as a rehabilitator, I once employed my daughter's outgrown sandbox as a habitat for abandoned killdeer chicks. They remember the lengths I would go to save a bird. Though both daughters took to a more city lifestyle, eventually they both came to appreciate their own version of nature and the outdoors. Then recently, my younger daughter tested positive for COVID. Though her symptoms were mild compared to some, as a mom, I wanted to be at her side and take care of her, but of course I couldn't. She was upset about not getting to buy vegetable plants for her porch garden, and I told her that I would start lots of plants for her, seeing that my husband and I start our own garden plants every year. Later that day, I sent her a picture of 36 little pots on a tray. It was something to look forward to. Progress. Seeing plants grow. A sign of hope. Light at the end of the tunnel. A couple of days of isolating later, she texted me that one of the fledgling robins had apparently fallen out of the nest and was alone on the porch. It was too early for a fledge, so I instructed my son-in-law how to approach it, pick it up gently, and place it back in the nest, all while the mother robin is squawking. He had never touched a bird before, so it was a new experience for him. After successfully returning the fledgling to the nest, and the mother robin continuing her parental duties, there was much rejoicing inside closed doors. That little baby bird, falling from the nest, was such a gift at a time most needed. My daughter reported that it needed more attention than the others, but that the mother continued to feed it after they fledged. Nature can thrill us, entertain us, and give us windows of connection, even at our loneliest times. I am so grateful that this bit of nature was delivered directly to them.
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews, broadcasting each week at this time. A Walk in the Park is brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.